Okay, I don't often quote Gandhi, but I saw this quote from Gandhi and it made me think. And here's the quote. Leadership at one time meant muscles, but today leadership means getting along with people. We're going to talk about that today here on the Healthy Church Staff Podcast. Thanks for joining us. My name is Todd Rhodes. I'm one of the co-founders over at chemistrystaffing.com. And today we're talking about if you can master this one leadership quality, the rest will be easy. Let's start off with that quote by Gandhi. Again, this is the quote. Leadership at one time meant muscles, but today it means getting along with people. And I think that's a great quote. And truth is, I know a lot of leaders that just can't seem to get along with people. Let me be more specific, okay? I know a lot of church leaders that can't seem to get along with people. And that's honestly one of the reasons that churches split. It's one of the reasons that pastors and church staff leave. It's one of the reasons that chemistry staffing and other search firms like us exist. It's because people can't get along. And the best leaders I know how to get along with people. They know how to get along with their spouse. They're able to get along with their staff. They're able to get along with their elder board or their governing body. And they get along with most people they come in contact with. And candidates and churches that can't get along with people are pretty easy to spot. Here's some distinctives. Okay. Ask yourself these questions. Are you highly opinionated? Do you freely share those opinions with people even when they don't ask? That might be a characteristic that you're a leader that can't get along with people. Leaders that can't get along with people speak negatively about their current situation. And not just some of the time, but like most all the time, they're always negative about something. And that negativity corresponds to their relationships. These people don't stay in one place for too long because they tick people off and it gets to the point where they just need to move on. These kind of people are easy to spot because they're quick to blame others. It's never their fault. It's always somebody else's fault. So if you're quick to blame others, you're probably finding that you're leaving your church every 2-3 years and trying to get a clean slate. And finally, they tend to think more highly of themselves than others that are around them. And churches that can't get along with people churn through staff with great regularity. We have an internal list here. We see a lot of resumes from, there are 300,000 churches in the country, but there are churches, let me tell you, there are churches that have a reputation. 300,000 churches, and I could rattle off a good number of churches that have a reputation that they just churn through staff. They can't keep staff. And it's because they can't get along. So churches that can't get along churn staff. But candidates that can't get along change positions every couple of years, 2-3 years. I can tell by looking at sometimes a resume where people have been at 5, 6, 8, 10 churches and they've never been any place longer than 2 or 3 years. That's a red flag. So let's face it, leadership, when it comes right down to it, it's people-based. And if you can't get along with the people, no one will follow you. And when that happens, the only thing to do is move on. Find another church. Find another staff person. And that's one of the reasons that Matt Steen and I started Chemistry Staffing years ago is that we want to try to work hard to find people that are great leaders. And we have the honor and privilege of working with some great churches. As a matter of fact, we only work with churches that we think are healthy. We don't take on churches and searches from churches that we know are just, that we wouldn't feel comfortable sending people to. So we look for churches that are healthy and that are going to be great landing places for great candidates. So here's a question for you today. How is your church and how are you doing in here? Does your church get along well with people? Do you keep staff? Do you avoid, are there tons of conflict? Are there always fires to be put out? And if you're a staff person, how well do you get along with people? Leadership is people more than it is muscles. And you need to learn to get along with people. Your leadership really does depend on it. So how you doing? I'd love to hear how you're doing. If you have any issues or any anything you'd like to talk about. Maybe you've got a topic you would love to hear me talk about here on the podcast. I would love to hear from you. I read each and every email that comes in at podcasting@chemistrystaffing. That's podcasting@chemistrystaffing.com. Thanks so much. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, with a short 5 to 10 minute. It's not a devotional. Hopefully it's an encouragement. Hopefully it's a challenge to you and your leadership at your church. And we will be back here again tomorrow. Thanks so much for joining us, and we will see you again.